Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeremy Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, alternate Southern Park Mall, inclement weather route, just up the podiatrist. I've been having some, what I thought was an ingrown toenail issue. I had it on my right foot years ago, and the guy went in there, cut this, cut that off, and he told me I might need surgery to put the toes back in position. And the same thing happened on my left foot. Podiatrist back here, Youngstown, Ohio, Boardman, Ohio. When I was in LA, I went to make a appointment, called a couple places. They were like 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. I called yesterday. Yeah, I got it done. I called this place yesterday, and I got it done today. I'm already walking on it. He came. I went in there. You know, you got to fill out forms and stuff, and you know how you got to fill out all those forms. And then you look, you know, in there, the office, you know, behind the counter, you see just walls of forms and files and manila folders and forms. I'm like, why are we still doing that? This should be like, you know, I could download you that information. I should be able to carry like a little ID or swipe something and you get all that info. But there must be some reason why they want you to write it. There has to be a reason why they want you to write it out. So, you know, you fill that out and, you know, they ask you questions and this and that and this and that. He came in there. An old podiatrist boy came in there with a can of numbing spray and some diagonal cutters. He set it down, he said, what's the problem? And I was like, yeah, I like that. He just walking up ready to get in there and just dig it the hell out. And then he looked at it and said, oh, this is just a callus. And he pulled out a knife, a surgical knife, and just cut it off. He said it wasn't a nail, it was callus. And it's because of the way my, toe was growing. He said, you can have surgery and have it fixed. Like he said on the, on my right foot, but I didn't get the surgery. I just had it, you know, cut. So he cut it off. It felt better. He gave me a sleeve to wear over it to keep the abrasion down or whatever. And I'll get some cream and, you know, it's the skin buildup that I was feeling. Feeling much better. Still feel a little something, something there though. But feeling much better. Anyway, here we are at the Southern Park Mall. I'm walking with me and my people. And I'm looking around. And it's early. You know, my appointment. I made my appointment. Hey, I just got a notice. My cream is ready to be picked up. My toe callus softening cream is ready to be picked up. So, you know, I'm done. You know, I get down there early, made an appointment at 9:30. For whatever reason, I have no idea. I mean, I made an appointment for 10:15, and they want you to get there early. So I had to get up at 9:30, which wasn't bad. You know, 9:30 here, 6:30 a.m. there. It wasn't bad. In fact, I feel like I got a lot of sleep. For whatever reason, I think I actually, you know, I went to bed early, I guess early, you know, relatively speaking. I got a lot of sleep because I kept rolling over and saying, ooh, I still got 5 hours to go. I still got 4 hours to go. You know, looking, you know, I was definitely waking up. But anyway, here I am at the mall, Southern Park Mall, early. I said all that just to get to the point that I'm here early. And I'm looking around, you know, there's people out here walking just like I am. And the demographic of the people walking kind of struck me. You know, I don't want to say it's particularly all old white females, because there's some males here too. And there's a bunch of us, definitely a bunch of us walking. There's definitely a bunch of us walking. And we got our little route. And it seems like everybody is going the way that I walk, in this certain direction. And like in the same direction. Not too many people going the other way. I don't know, this is just the way that I figured to go. And I kind of, you know, been going that way. And it seems like, you know, people are doing it. You can see people in front of me walking, and they go around, you go around every corner and turn every aisle way. And that's just the way I've been doing it. And it seems like I ain't the only one. But I'm looking around at everybody, you know, all these old white people. And I'm like, I'm 62. Am I one of these people? Am I in this? Is this my demographic? Because you don't see too many black people. And these people do look a little older. They do look a little older. I do. They may be like in their 70s, 75, 76, maybe 80s. If you look at me, but you can't really tell, you know. You can't really tell how old they are. Kind of want to stop and ask somebody. Because I feel like I'm too, in a way, young, energetic, or still too, you know, into it to be out here walking. So I probably look weird, in a way, out here walking. So you should be at Planet Fitness. You should be doing, you know, real exercise. Still, these are people who can, you know, barely get out of bed. And then you see a lady over there pushing her stroller walker. See, I ain't that old, you know. And you see this guy walking, he looks, you know, kind of energetic. But I'm like, am I, should I be here? Should I be doing more? Should I be doing more strenuous workout, more, you know, intense training or walking or something? Because if you look at me, I mean, in my mind anyway, you look at me and look at the rest of the people out here, it's like, you know, it's like, what are you doing here? You know, I mean, that's just in my mind. I don't know. And then I thought, well, are these my people? Are these my people? And I thought, they very well might be. Because there is no doubt in my mind that I am definitely Republican and conservative leaning, if not a full-blown Republican. I'm definitely Republican and conservative leading. And this is MAGA territory back here. This is definitely Trump territory. Maybe not MAGA, but this is Trump territory back here. So, you know, it's not that I'm a Trump supporter or a Trump fan or whatever, but I'm definitely closer to that than being on the left. I'm definitely way closer to that than being on to the left. And that whole Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime thing, didn't get it, don't want to get it, don't care how complex it was, how much symbolism it was, how much this or that. I just want to be entertained. It's the Super Bowl halftime. I'm not trying to have a, you know, some kind of political statement, for God's sakes. It's a football game. We're here to be entertained. You had the platform, you put it out there. And again, I would never tell anybody not to do this. I would never say, don't do it, you know, tell them to stop. I would never do that. I'm just saying, I don't get it. Good luck to you. For those that get it, good. And it's probably for other people, not for me, and I'm good with that too. You know, I have my era, still got my era. I'm happy where I'm at, happy what I'm doing. You know, good for you. More power to you. You know, more power to you. But I just don't get it. You know, the whole him and the Drake beef is like zero. That means absolutely nothing. I mean, what is that? Well, I mean, the him and Drake, oh yeah, because Drake was on top. This was that, you know. Kendrick shot at him. You know, I mean, you know, took a shot at him. He did this. He was wondering if he's going to do it. I get it. That's hype. That's hype. That reminds me of kind of the Paris Hilton getting out of jail hype. Who cares? But, you know, you get enough cameras there, you build up enough excitement, all of a sudden it's something that you want to see, you know. And I get it, you know. Each era or people or group are going to make up things to make them excited. And I get it. I get that part. I get the little hype and the beef, and you know, you can go in on it. You can say that. You can say this. I get that part. But it means nothing, actually. It means absolutely nothing. Who cares if they beefing? That's between them. What you worried about it for? Why you even care? But like I said, I've participated in such things many a time, and it's fun. It's human, you know, so I get it. But the whole political statement, and I mean, let alone, I mean, of course racism exists, and I think it always will. I'm a racist myself. I think everybody is to a degree.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
I think everybody is to a degree, and but we made significant strides. Things have changed. I'm not saying they're perfect. I don't think they'll ever be perfect. But more or less, it's to harp on it. It's almost to make it more. I mean, it's too much. It's just, I mean, who are we fighting for? I mean, who are these people who are so oppressed? I mean, I don't see them. And actually, if I do see them, I'm tend to be, well, that's their plight. They deserve it. That's what they get. You know, that's kind of more where I'm at. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, their lineage didn't put together, you know, the packages and got the education. It made the investments to pass down the wealth. And, you know, just because mine's did doesn't mean that everybody can, could, everybody just because mine's did doesn't mean that everybody should. But I believe it means everybody can. I mean, the opportunity is there. And if you're going back for years and years to talk about this and that, you did this to us, you did that, slavery, you know, redlining, civil rights, blah, blah, keeping us down, white man, blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, get over it already. Go out and live your goddamn life. Go out and live your goddamn life. I'm like, okay, Kendrick Lamar done made it. He's rich. He above all that. I'm sure he know he can walk in any place on the planet and be treated, quote unquote, equally and not be treated like no nigga. I'm not saying that is what is in his dialogue, because I don't know, because I couldn't understand a word he was saying. So I don't know, you know, if that's his spiel, if that's his angle, if that's his doctrine. But I kind of get the idea that it's more or less, you know, from the little memes and stuff I've seen, you know, white man keeping us down, rich people this. They, you know, this, that, them against us, blah, 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 blah. You know, I could be wrong. And that's cool. Because you know why? Because basically, I really don't care. Jeffrey going to be okay. Jeffrey and his people going to be okay. And I do enjoy watching the show. I do enjoy watching and having something to comment on that, you know, is fairly relevant to the situation, news, you know, current events and what people think and political slants. I mean, but for God's sakes, I think the message is out there enough, don't you think? And nobody's gonna hear this message anymore. The message you should have heard, the real message, the message that count, happened November 5th. When America said, look, we'd rather have this than that. America chose. That's the message. All this little posturing and virtue signaling and, you know, getting your message out there through symbolism and halftime show, take over the halftime show to do this and do that and show America in this light and that light. Well, I don't get it. What's the point? what's the point? What is it going to help? What is it going to do? It's fun to talk about. I mean, it worked because we're still talking about the Super Bowl. And I said that many, many times before. The reason half of these things are done is to keep us talking about it. And sure enough, we're still talking about it. So he won. But as far as the statement, moving the needle politically or socially, I don't see it happening. Maybe it starts there and maybe it comes back to something else, but I don't see it happening. And so, I went through all that whole dialogue to tie it into, am I here with my people? If I look at these people, surface, superficially or on the surface, look like they ain't about what Kendrick doing. They ain't about hearing all that mess. I mean, that's just, superficially looking at it on the surface. And I'm with them. I'm with them. Y'all can have it. I mean, and let me just say this too. I feel this way. This is my opinion. These are my politics. If you are triggered to the point that where you gotta block me or hate me because of the way I believe, I'm not the one with the issue. This is just my opinion. If you can't handle other people's political ideologies and people who disagree with you, or even Trump supporters and Trump lovers, if you're so triggered or enraged just because they believe in this and you don't, there's something wrong with you. Anytime you hate, period. And if you're Christian, hate. Jesus' number one thing was not to hate, to accept. So how can you call yourself Christian and you use the word hate in the same sentence? I don't get it. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. But I'll put money on that I live a more Christian life than most of them. I bet you I do, as far as my integrity and my beliefs and my understandings of other people and how I do this and do that. I bet you I do. Now, I ain't benevolent, charity. That ain't me. I ain't the charity person. No. I ain't the charity person. Maybe Jesus preached charity. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm thinking he probably did. But, I'm just do you and handle yours and go from there. That's what I say. And then whatever happens, whatever don't happen, let it come to be. Because that's the way it's going to be anyway. That's the way the universe and the life works, if you ask me. There's no karma. There's no magical cosmic rewards or special treatments or any indications that if you do this or do that, the universe will reward you. That's kind of true. But not to where it's magically. It's more like, I would say it's more along the lines of human beings have a way of regulating and administering to themselves. There's like certain things that are in place in society or in public, they kind of balance things. And it's like unwritten rules or unwritten happenings or rules or whatever that happen. That, if you like an asshole to people, it's going to come back and get you. And that ain't got nothing to do with any kind of cosmic energy or anything. It's just that if you're going to be an asshole to so many people going to start to recognize that, and they're going to treat you differently. If you're a nice person, people going to recognize that, and they treat you differently. Damn, ain't got no divine principal or divine overseer, you know, for all that. But, you know, I said all that as far as being Christian, being benevolent, just handle your own, treat people fairly. If anything, as far as the whole Bible, the Christian, whatever the whole thing goes, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule, number one by far. That is one thing that I can't find any flaw with. I can't find any caveat in that one. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's just about as perfect as it can get, because it encompasses just about everything. And that's the way I live. I do unto others as I have do unto me. I'll ignore people, because sometimes I want them to ignore me. I don't do this for people, I don't do that for people, because basically I don't want them to do that for me. So I'm out here with my people, all these old white folks. I wonder again, should I be working out harder? I think I'm more fit. I think I'm younger. I think I should be doing more than just walking around the mall. But I see some people that look to be my age or whatever, you know, and more in my fitness area. But again, I look at people who are probably 20, 30 years younger than me and thinking I can hang with them too. So, you know, so I don't know how that goes. And it's really hard for me to judge age and stuff out here. So, you know, with the 5 and 5. Hello, can I ask a question? Why Los Angeles today? Just something.
Yeah, no, we were found matching shirts.
Really? Because I'm from LA and I saw that. I was like, oh, okay. LA and Youngstown. So, here we out here doing what we do. Doing what I do with the pebbles, and I'm like looking around. And it's almost like people can probably say, what's he doing here? He looks too fit to be out here. Why are you out here, you know, showing off or whatever? I can see how human beings make this decision with them. Why are you out here with us old people? He should be, you know, he shouldn't be in the kiddie pool. He should be, you know. And sometimes I do think that. Sometimes I do think that I should be doing more than just walking. I do. And I might have to step up and do that. I really might have to step up and do that. Do something more energetic, more aerobic, more, you know. But here I am. Went to the doctor's, got the callus cut off. Definitely feels better. Definitely still feel something down there. My creamer's ready, so I'm gonna keep the cream on it. And I might even try to get back to see him before I leave, if I can. Maybe he can cut some more off or something. You know, because I'm thinking like, I wanted to go back even now. I said, man, cut some more off. Whatever you did, cut more off. I want more. You know, because it definitely got better. But I can still feel a little bit, you know, still a little bit sensitive there. But I'll start putting the cream on it, and we'll go from there. And once I get to doing my 10,000 steps here, I'll go back home. Daughter and granddaughter will probably just be waking up, if so. And I should be using this time to sleep. But oh, we'll go back to work tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. I'm off today. Let me go back to work tomorrow. Work was pretty good. I think I did snow flurries. I think I did pretty good at work. I'm noticing I'm making a couple mistakes. I noticed I've been making mistakes that I may or may not usually make. And it could be that I'm just losing interest. I'm just losing interest and motivation. And if it's that deep, I'd have to really look at, my career and this job. If I lose interest in it, it's over. If I get down here and I don't want to do this no more, no matter how hard I try, it won't happen. It's time for me to move on. Maybe get something that more motivates me more, and I can do that within the company. I'm not saying that's the case, but I just feel like I'm making I got called out for something that I did. Actually, you're supposed to respond. If somebody makes a request, you're supposed to respond and let them know that you got the request, and it'd be completed in 24 hours. Blah, blah, blah. There's a canned message you're supposed to send back. A couple of them, I got busted, quote unquote busted, when I didn't do it for two of them. They kind of caught me. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't give a damn. I really don't care. And then yesterday, I sent an urgent ticket up to a group because their app wasn't working. Their website wasn't working, but it was because it was weekly maintenance. So I kind of got people excited about it. And because I missed the weekly maintenance, it's little stuff like that. And that comes down to just caring and not caring. Being in it or not being in it, being motivated or not being motivated. And it's a good chance that, maybe after 10 years of this stuff, I'm like, all right, I done had enough. I don't know. And that I had enough, that all right, I had enough is going to happen before I realize it. I'll reach that point subconsciously or, at a deeper level before I recognize it. So, we'll find out. I got to keep an eye on it. We'll find out if, where I'm at. It might be time. It just might be time. No one lady walking the other way. And I seem like I run past her at the same place every time. She walking like the other way. Everybody walking this way. She walking that way. Anyway, so I'm out here with my puppies. Doing what I do. Getting my steps. And I was going to get a membership to Planet Fitness. Because they got treadmills there. Let's go there. Get my steps instead of doing that in the cold. But I seem to be handling this 28 degree weather pretty well. And it pretty much stays at 28. It's been like at 28 for like days now. So that's kind of cool. Also, I wonder if I should take a break. I wonder if I should sit down and rest and then walk some more. I usually don't like to do that. I just like to walk till it's done. But I wonder if that'd be nice if I could, take a break and just kind of take in the vibe and then finish walking. I don't know. That's real good right now. I'm on a roll. I'm getting it done. And when I'm on a roll, I want to keep it going. When I'm on a roll, I want to keep it going. I want to get it done, keep it moving, finish it up, and then stop. I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. Get it all done, and then when it's done, it's done. My weight was 212 this morning. It's definitely on the upswing. It's definitely needs to be monitored. It's not horrible, horrible. It could be a lot worse, but it's still on the upswing. And I got to be careful because I would like to go back home with some kind of reasonable and at a reasonable number. You know, it would be nice to go back and at least be, you know, not too overweight, but let me see what's a good number. If I could wake up, if I could get back Saturday and get home and get on that scale after I put everything unpacked and get back from LAX and get in the house and get unpacked and get everything put in place, if I can get on the scale and be 210 something, if I could be 210 something, I'd be happy. I'd be happy. If I could be 210 something, I'd be happy. If I could be under 210, I'd be really happy when I wake up that, if I was that Saturday. And it's very possible that I could, I mean, it's definitely possible I could do it. But can I realistically make that happen? I got meatball sandwiches, pizza, ham, cheese. I've been eating my salads. But yesterday I had salads, fried chicken, I had pizza fried chicken with my salad. And again, that salad, I got to put air quotes on that salad. All that salad dressing and cheese and meat. Come on. So there's lettuce in there, but and broccoli in there. But come on. Come on. And so I got to, and then might not get it at, and you know, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, but it could be, it has been a lot worse back here. I'm putting on a lot more weight back here. As far as relative experiences here, I'm doing well. As far as the relative experience of my past behavior, and my past exploitations or whatever, my past, what's the word? Experience or whatever here, I'm doing very good considering. Still on the black and miles though. Still on them damn black and miles. After work though, never before work, never when I wake up. Well, when I wake up, never before work. Let's just say never before work. You know, as soon as work is over, work. I punched out at 7:50. At 7:58, I'm on the back porch, lighting one up. So it's my thing to look forward to. You know, it's my thing that I like to look forward to. And I think, I do believe we all need something like that. Ooh, I want to sit down. I might want to sit down. I'm telling you now. I might want to sit down. Take a break. I don't know. I don't know how many steps I got so far. I don't want to stop this. I should pause it and try to do it that way. Pause it and check my steps. I wonder if that's possible. I don't want to mess up the recording, so I ain't worried about it. I'll just keep going. Oh, I can look and see what time it is, but I forget what time I started. And the way I feel, I don't know. The way my legs and stuff feel, I can't even remember how many times I done went around this place. Well, I've been walking for 34 minutes since I've been on this. I probably walked maybe 10 minutes since then. So I might just be at 5,000 steps. That's all. I might just be at just 5,000 steps. Hell. That's about as far as I might be. You never know. Because I didn't really. If I worked for 34 minutes here, I'd be 3,400. And I pretty much started this when I got here. I pretty much started recording when I got here. I didn't walk that far, so I might be just at 5,000. And feeling this way at 5,000, ugh. Feel like I walk more. Feel like I walk more, and then I gotta keep in mind that when I get home, granddaughter gonna be revving up. So we have a full day of her. She go to dance class at 6. You have a full day of her. Get ready for that. But that's what it's for. That's what it's about. And I still got to mentally prepare for it, though. That's just the bottom line. It's still got to get mentally ready and just get my head together saying, you know, this is what you got ahead of you. So don't act like you don't know that. You know, don't act like you don't understand what you got to do, what you got ahead of you. You know. So, just walking back, then I walk to give the people in front of me a little bit more space, and then that way I give them space to give me a better way to get around them, because this is like a tight area. So through this tight area, because I want to maintain my speed. Then we get to the main part of the mall. I don't know why I feel like I need to take a break. Shoot. And also want my cream on my foot. Because I want the pain to go away completely. I can still feel it. I'm going to do it. I'll go back. Say, cut some more off. You know. He went in and he cut it off. He was like, pulled out a knife, whatever knife he had. Cut that off and went about his business. I do feel like taking a break, though. I do feel like taking a break. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, my arm is tired, too. My arm is tired. This ain't so bad like this. I don't think this is too, you think this is too close? If I was to carry it like this, go like that, that'd be too close. I can push out a little bit more. About like that. About like this. That's a little bit easier to carry than the other way, I guess. But, now I'm just hitting a zone where, you know, you just let it all come all over you and you just walk. You're oblivious to anything around it. The only thing you're concentrating on is the walking part. My hips are kind of sore. I feel not winded, but, you know, I feel like I'm putting in enough exertion to where I'm starting to feel it. And that's, it feels good. It feels good. It feels good to feel it. But now I'm just going to a zone that where I'm just kind of drifting in my, not quite deliriousness, but just kind of deep into it. You know, and just kind of into the whole, just walking. Physical euphoria or a physical sensation of being, you know, in a physical state of stimulation, See, there's people out here looking to be my age. And another thing, too, I wanted to say about the demographic, not a lot of black people. Not a lot of black people. For whatever reason. There may be reasons behind that, you know? And not because it's racist. It's just because maybe black people find activity and other means and forms. They're probably at home dancing. You know, we do. Is it we? Can I say that? Can I say we do? If I disassociate myself from the black community. See, I'll call us out. I'll say we do. I'll say we do in a minute, in a heartbeat. Look at my stuff. See? Look at my stuff. Right there. That's my stuff. I put it up there. My jacket. And my hoodie. Because it's too hot to be wearing. See, I don't want it to be facing up. But that don't look too bad right there. If I have it like that, that's not too bad. But I kind of like having that longer view. Get that longer angle. Cause remember, I was walking, it was like all up at my nose. It was too far. And then I wanted to have the selfie stick already fully extended. And that was kind of, yeah. And try to walk with it balanced. And try to hold the stick and blah, 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 blah. But now, I'm listening to it. Just walking it. Just walking it. Just walking it. Letting it come all over me. Just keep my head down. Just keep grinding. Just keep grinding. Just keep grinding. You know? And then look up and see how many you've done or didn't do. 41 minutes. So that means I might not even be halfway done. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not gonna stay out here for no 100 minutes though. I'll probably stop at 50. I'll stop at 50 and check. How about that? Is that good enough for you? If I stop at 50. Macy's, Tilly's, the mall is nice. This mall is, you know, it actually they sold it. It's been sold and it was sold to a company who's been known to gut it for what they can get from it and then sell it. File bankruptcy and all that. Cut it as a loss and file bankruptcy. And, you know, there's been talk about, you know, what's still viable here and what's not viable, you know, the profitability of the place, so on and so forth. So, they, you know, the liquidity, or I'm just using words now, you know, the future of it is definitely has been, you know, in question. Has been questioned. Not in question, but has been questioned. So, you know, I mean, you go to Eastwood Mall. I thought the Eastwood Mall was definitely better. For whatever reason, seemed more vibrant. But of course, it was during Christmas too. So, you know, Christmas time, the malls, you know, they really get going. Did you see this? You see this? The Fred Flintstone mobile? That's not quite Fred Flintstone, that's somebody else. That's that other guy with the teeth. And you can see the other, another nice little mall open area. And back over is Macy's, the other side of Macy's. And we'll go back to the food court. Yeah. I'm moving. I'm still 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 out here moving. And that's good. Keeping the legs moving, keeping the legs churning. Coming down here to the food court. My granddaughter had her accident in the play area. It's going to leave a mark on her for the rest of her life. I was there. It was me. It happened under my watch. I'll never forget it. That's for sure. I'll never forget it. All that went through my head when I saw that granddaughter's eyebrow split like that. Got her to the hospital, called her parents, et cetera, et cetera. It happened right there. And I'm thinking they should actually, what they should do, I'm going to go over there and look at it. They should put bumpers on that corner. That corner right there. It was this one right there. It was that one right there. She was running this way and boom, fell. And then the corner just happened to split her, her eyebrow, you know, stitches and, you know. She seemed to do okay and survived it, of course. That's what, you know, kids do, resilient. You know, not too much gonna slow them down. Not too much gonna. Now I'm just talking and walking. Now I'm just like, just kind of drifting in it, and just like walking. Just, you know, just almost. It's almost like I can go to sleep. It's almost like I can go to sleep walking. Yay. It's almost like I could go to sleep, you know, and just still maintain getting the steps, you know? All right, I think that's it. I think that's it. I think that's it. I think I've exhausted my whatever word that is that I've exhausted. I think I've exhausted my, it's easy, like this ain't so bad if I carry it like that. See how that falls down? I might need to buy another one. So, cause I don't know if I can tighten that up. See, it doesn't stay tight. There's a ball in there that you're supposed to be able to tighten up. It doesn't. Maybe carrying like this is kind of nice, huh? This ain't so bad if I carry it like that. I'm gonna put up a power. Like that, huh? See how that falls? I can't tighten it up. I gotta figure out a way to tighten it up. Anyway, I think I'm swinging on y'all. 47 minutes. That should be at least 4,700 steps. Woo! Here's inside the brewery. Y'all wanna see inside the brewery? But that's what inside the brewery looks like. This is the Bartlow Column. All right. I think we about ready to wrap it up here. Edward J. DeBartolo. DeBartlow. DeBartolo. Strauss's. Y'all remember Strauss's? Y'all remember Strauss's? I do. Yeah, because they built the downtown one. They built the overwalk to the parking lot. To the store, I remember that was a big deal back then. Ain't no kinda about it. It definitely was a big deal back. Ooh, excuse me. See, people walking. People be out here walking. You gotta watch your right of way. Cause you'll get run down. No, you won't, but you know what I mean. You won't get run down or nothing, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm out here. All right, I'm babbled enough. I think I'm babbled enough. Southern Park Mall, I'm saying, ultimate remote location. I don't even know what time it is. I'm just out here getting it. I'm just out here doing what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm out here doing what I'm doing. Out here getting it. toes still hurt, just not as bad. I'm gonna get the softener stuff. Hopefully that'll help. It's a callus. It's better, but I might go back and say, hey man, can you cut some more off? Is there any more? Even if you cut off some regular stuff. But I'll trust what the guy says and wear a sleeve and use the cream, I guess, or whatever. Ooh, maybe I need a home spa. Maybe I need to go to a spa. You never know. I might. All right. That's 50. That's at least 5,000. I got at least 5,000. So I should have at least 5,000 so far. That's 50 minutes on camera. Plus walking and doing other stuff. Okay. Who's got these chairs? Oh God, it would be so nice just to sit down. That's what I should do. When I finish here, I should sit down and take a moment to myself before I go back into the calamity that is family. Granddaughter is relentless, unforgiving and relentless. She was in the room with me. She was just doing everything. And my daughter was like in the other room so she could hear us. She said, every 5 seconds, I'm stop. Don't do this. Pick that up. Go over here. And she was just getting into everything. She was just turned on. She was just getting into everything. Grabbing that, touching that, jumping on there, going over there. Just from one thing to the other. It was kind of funny. It was funny. Because I can hear, sometimes I hear her. You know, hear her doing the same thing to her. So she can hear me. Stop that. Come over here. Pick that up. Don't do that. Come over here. Put that down. Don't do that. Sit down. Because she know what she be doing. She know exactly what she be doing. You know, she knows. She knows. All right. That's enough. That's enough. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.